This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And to take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to, including, guess what we got to kick off the show, Mad Max?
I gotta find the sounder. I'm looking for it.
I'm gonna let you do your job.
I'm looking for it. I'm trying to find it.
I'll keep the people on their toes for a second. Big time breaking news coming in here to 106.7 The Fan. Max, I can't wait for it. Bobby Wagner back with the Washington Commanders, a move that I think a lot of us anticipated here locally. I had a very well placed source even give me the number that Bobby was looking at about a month ago out at the Pro Bowl. So good information coming from who I got it from. But Bobby Wagner back with the burgundy and gold. It is a one year deal worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million guaranteed. The cool thing about this, Bobby Wagner, his own agent nowadays. So he brokered that deal for himself. I know the linebacker market was something that he was very familiar with, obviously, and he gets a deal that I think is fair. Now, he's got $1.5 million in incentives that he can possibly get. So it's a one-year deal worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million of that guaranteed, though. So he is going to, count $8 million against the salary cap next year. So not a bad deal for Bobby Wagner, man. Last year, I think he signed for, six, and it was able to get up to seven with the incentive. So similar deal for Bobby Wagner to be back here in D.C. I think the deal is a really good sign for what Adam Peters and company have built. I think it's a really good sign for the influence that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters have as well on this roster in the NFL. I really love the move for Washington. I always thought it was a no-brainer to bring back Bobby Wagner for this reason. He played 98% of the snaps last year. He was the guy that wore the green dot on the helmet. So, to me, like, replacing that was always going to be super difficult, and they don't have an immediate in-house answer. As much as you can say that they like Jordan McGee, and I do believe that they like Jordan McGee a ton, I still think it would have been a tall ask to have him fill Bobby Wagner's shoes if he was to depart. That obviously not the case anymore, as we just got the news into 106.7 The Fan. Other local reporters confirming, but Ian Rappaport, the tweet notification that I got first from the Bobby Wagner news, Ian Rappaport and his 4.8 million followers on the old X. That's just crazy to me. But Bobby Wagner stood out for his play on the field, stood out for him being a great leader in this locker room. I think it's a no-brainer to bring him back. What I do want to start looking at, though, if I am Washington, what is life like post-Bobby Wagner? Because he ain't going to play forever, right? As much as we value the leadership stuff, as much as we value the way that he actually played, what is he, led the NFL in tackles again? Close to the leader in NFL tackles again, second-team All-Pro. I love him as a player. Or excuse me, I love him as a leader. I like him as a player. You pick up what I'm putting down when I say that? I love Bobby Wagner as a leader. I like Bobby Wagner as a player. All of us screamed from the mountaintops about the run defense last year. The one thing I would say about Bobby Wagner returning to this defense, I need him to be a little bit better. Now, I understand last year was great. All pro, numbers are good. Father Time is undefeated. We know that. Except for LeBron James.
I was about to say.
And Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, man. So, it's
Father Time. Father Time's got two losses in his entirety, in his entire career. I don't think Bobby is going to beat Father Time. He's trying his best, but there are still some limitations with him moving sideline to sideline. I think we saw that at times throughout the year. I think you bolster your edge rusher spot. It makes Bobby's job a little bit more difficult if there was actually a little bit more easy, rather. If there was actually a guy there to set the edge for him, he wouldn't have to scrape over the top as fast because he's had more time. But that's here nor there. I do think from a football standpoint, I like the move. Still need to get pieces on this defense, though. Bobby Wagner needs help on the defense. For all of the issues that Washington had stopping the run, some of it was on the linebackers. Some of it was on the D-line. I think they share blame. I blame the D-line more than I blame the linebackers, though, so there's that. But, like, what I just said, like, if you get a real edge defender in here that can set the edge consistently and be strong at the point of attack against the run, it makes Bobby Wagner's life easier. Like I said a moment ago, where I noticed his deficiencies, and there aren't many deficiencies he's got with his game, but where I did notice it was sideline to sideline in the run game. Like, that to me was the one shortcoming that Bobby Wagner had. I think you can aid him there by getting a defensive end that's going to consistently set the edge. Speaking of the defensive end position, we'll get to it hot and heavy a little bit later on in the show, but obviously we know Bengals decorated pass rusher Trey Hendrickson requested a trade earlier today. We'll discuss that and whether or not Washington should be in on it. According to Jordan Schultz of FoxSports.com, they are in on Trey Hendrickson. But I want to say buyer beware and have a little bit of disclaimer. When you see Washington is available, is in on player X, they're going to be in on everybody, or rumored to be in on everybody, because of the cap space that they have. They are a obvious destination, a logical destination for a lot of cats, like Deebo Samuel. So when I hear Jordan Schultz report this, I go, I wonder who he's talking to. Because one thing's for certain, two things for sure, there is not many front offices in the NFL that are more tight-lipped than the operation that's going on right now in Ashburn. I'll just put that out there. And I know this is a stark contrast, because for years, a tea was spilt all over the place out in Ashburn. This regime, spearheaded by Adam Peters, they're tight-lipped, keep things close to the vest. So when I hear Jordan Schultz report Washington is in on Deebo Samuel, when I hear him report Washington is in on Trey Hendrickson, I'm not going to call it lazy reporting because I ain't trying to comfort nobody. That's not at all what I'm here to do. But, like, yeah, you can link everybody to Washington. It's the fun game to play. You get a high-priced edge. You get a high-priced receiver. It's great because Washington's got cap space. That's what you're going to see. But to the greater point here, hypothetically speaking, and Trey Hendrickson's actually a bad example, because I think as much as we love Trey Hendrickson as an edge rusher, I think there are some deficiencies in the run game. That's what happens when you've got his measurables. He can bend. He can get after the quarterback, but playing the run, not his strong suit. I bring that up because I do think Washington needs to add a defensive end that's not a one-trick pony. Not saying that Trey Hendrickson is, and I know that's ironic, talking about one-trick ponies. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show as well. I'm purposeful of what I say to you all. You all know that. But to the point, like, Bobby Wagner looks better on tape, plays better if Washington gets a defensive end that can consistently set the edge. Makes his life easier if they slow the time down of how quickly he's got to scrape over the top. And I know I may be getting two X's and O's here with what I'm talking about, but I think the casual fan at least should understand. They get defensive end strengthened and get someone that can set the edge, Bobby looks faster. Bobby plays get forced back inside to Bobby instead of Bobby having to chase plays outside. So that's what I'm excited about. Excited that Bobby Wagner's back with the defense. So the breaking news we got right here at the top of the show. How lucky are we that we got breaking news? That's how it's going to be, though, here over the next couple of days, man. It's me and you, March the 12th, the first day of free agency, 6:30 to 10 right here on the Fan. So we're going to be locked and loaded, man. News is going to be breaking at every hour of the day. So we got you locked right here on 106.7 The Fan. Excited to be here for you all tonight, man. It's going to be a jam-packed show. We'll continue to discuss the impact of Bobby Wagner. I'll also take a trip around the DMV. Big night locally. It was a winning night locally. Damn big night. Let me put some respect on the DMV. Was a winning night locally. Terps with a big win on the road against Michigan. Wizards with a win at home against the Jazz, albeit it's the Jazz. Young Pups showed a lot of promise in that one. The Caps with another overtime win over the Rangers. Alex Ovechkin lighting the lamp once more. Tom Wilson lighting the lamp in OT to give the Caps the dub. But, like, it was a winning night in the district, man. The breaking news, though, that we got to start the show, Bobby Wagner putting pen to paper on a one-year deal to stay here in Washington. One-year deal worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million guaranteed. He's got $1.5 million in incentives. Again, not a surprise that Bobby Wagner is back. Not a surprise. If you've been listening to Overtime, I've been doing my best not to out my source so he continues to give me information. But we've known for a while that Bobby was coming back. We heard it from the horse's mouth. My source did, at least.
You've been dropping the little crumbs.
I've been trying to drop little breadcrumbs and, hey, don't worry about Bobby. Bobby coming back. And at the Combine, Dan Quinn even spilled the tea. He name-dropped Bobby Wagner. You don't think Bobby Wagner's out there working right now, getting better?
And that's when Bobby was at the Josh Harris presser.
Yeah, that was another
dead giveaway.
And he's coming back.
Yeah.
So I'm happy he's here. I'll be real, right? And that was crazy. I was on updates the day that Bobby Wagner signed here in D.C., and I actually think I broke the news with a breaking news tag on the air. It was a real cool moment for me, personally, professionally. But, like, as a fan, I'm like, oh, Lord, we got Bobby Wagner, bro. Like, we're younger fans, right, Max? Like, so
that's right.
We were coming up and learning the game during Bobby's prime, Bobby's heyday, and Bobby may argue, I'm still in my prime, mamma jamma. But, Bobby, you get what I'm saying, brother. You don't move the same.
But I was 14 when you won a Super Bowl,
you know,
bro. I'm 24 now.
You know, so things were different. But to get a player of that caliber to come here to Washington, his signing to me was so important because it really showed, one, the changing of the guard, and then, two, the impact that Dan Quinn has as a head coach. I remember people were a little upset about the DQ hire, right? Wasn't on the top of my list. I'll be real with you. DQ was not in my top three head coaching candidates. I was in on Raheem Morris. I was in on Mike McDonald in Seattle. And I was in on Ben Johnson. Like, those were the guys that I was really looking at. But I was wrong.
You fool.
I'm a fool. We're all fools, I guess, then. But DQ,
at some
man,
point.
At some point. But DQ and his impact, man, was shown right away when you get a big fish in free agency like Bobby Wagner. The great thing about it, Bobby's got friends around the league. Bobby's got a lot of friends.
A lot of friends, a lot of respect.
A lot of friends, a lot of respect. So if you don't think folks don't want to come play here, hell, what if Drake Greenlaw wants to come play here for the hell of it just to learn from old Bobby Wagner? You see what, you pick up what I'm putting down? The Bobby Wagner signing, good on its surface, great for the locker room, great for the field, but, like, there are some ancillary benefits as well, man. I'm super excited that Washington was able to put pen to paper with him. This defense still has a lot of work to do. The Commanders as a whole still have a lot to do. There were a flurry of cuts around the National Football League, and we're going to continue to see them now, over the weekend, as we inch towards the start of the league year. Teams are trying to get their cap space in order, so you're going to see guys get cut. We'll go around the NFL top of the 9 o'clock hour, but like Christian Kirk was potentially going to be a salary cap casualty. He got traded to the Texans. Evan Engram was a salary cap casualty in Jacksonville today as well. So Javon Hargrave, going to be a cap casualty for the San Francisco 49ers. So this is what happens, man. This is what happens across the NFL as you get geared up for free agency teams trying to get under the cap. I have an overall big picture statement, thought that I want to put out there into the ether that I hope as fans we're all on the same page with. And notice how I say we, right? I'm just like, y'all. I'm a fan with a mic in front of my face with an informed opinion. So that's why we get along so well. But, like, one disclaimer out there to the fans, like, and I've given this before, so, Max, you don't have to listen. You don't have to pay attention. You've been with me through the ride.
It's okay. I'm podcasting anyway.
But, like, this job ain't for the weak at heart. Adam Peters isn't going to make everyone happy with every move that he makes. And guess what? For free agency, at least, he's earned the benefit of the doubt. So we are at the mercy of the evaluator. Y'all know how I get down. We're at the mercy of the evaluator. He's earned that right, though, by the way. So he brought Bobby Wagner back. I think everyone here in town wanted that. There's going to be a move that he makes or that he doesn't make that is going to tick people off. And I tell you, relax. Trust him. Trust him. Because, look, there are probably people in Ashburn that don't agree with everything that he does. But he wears the pants over there. He may not treat it like that. He's going to sell you on the idea of how collaborative of a process that it is. But AP is the one that makes the decision, and he's earned that right. He's earned that right. With all that being said, I pray to God, and I think that they will. Washington has to treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. You pick up what I'm putting down when I say that? They've got to treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. Because here's the thing. Having Bobby Wagner back is great. You still got 26 unrestricted free agents. The other news that's kind of, I guess we're burying the lead of today, Zane Gonzalez back with the Commanders as well. 1 year vet minimum deal. So they've now got 26 unrestricted free agents. They're not going to bring back all of them. There's going to be a guy that's not brought back that you're going to stand on the table for and say, hey, AP, why didn't you do it? But this team, to me, still has a considerable amount of holes on this roster. As we get geared up for free agency, and I beg of you, Commanders, Adam Peters, if you're listening out there, treat free agency like the most important thing ever. Treat it like the draft doesn't exist. You've got to fill holes here in free agency, and there are a pretty decent amount of holes to fill. With that being said, what position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? Give you my thoughts on that next. This is Overtime.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just getting rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in charge, Lynnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Big time breaking news to start the show. Boy, am I lucky. We expected this, though. Bobby Wagner back in the burgundy and gold for one more year. He put pen to paper on a one-year deal worth up to $9 million, not a half million dollars, excuse me, $8 million guaranteed. So clearly some performance escalators in there if he reaches certain statistical marks. But Bobby Wagner back in the burgundy and gold on a one-year deal. A move that, if you've been paying attention to overtime, we've been kind of dropping some nuggets for you here and there. I fully expected him back. I'm glad that he's back. Now that he is back, what type of impact do you think it ultimately has on this defense? I said something before we went to break. The Commanders need to treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. And I'm going to layer that by saying this. Just because Bobby Wagner was re-signed, it wouldn't prevent me from taking a guy like, let's just say, Jahad Campbell with the 29th overall pick. And Jahad Campbell was mocked to Washington in a mock draft from Daniel Jeremiah. And look, Jahad Campbell is a guy that has really good measurables, sort of a Swiss Army knife. Anybody drafting an Alabama defender, I know we've got SLS, School of Lover Syndrome with that, because of Ryan Anderson, because of John and Duran not living all the way up to expectation, but drafting a front seven player from Alabama normally does well for you. Jahad Campbell is a linebacker. He was mocked to Washington at pick number 29. Re-signing Bobby doesn't stop Washington from drafting him at 29 if that's the player that they feel best suits them. So, love the deal. Don't think it changes much for Washington from like a pursuit standpoint of like who they would go after. Obviously, you'd have big shoes to fill if you lost them, which is why I ultimately thought he'd be back the entire time. I've given this number out multiple times. I'll do it till I'm blue in the face. 98% of the snaps last year, guys. That's a really big part of this defense. It would have hurt like hell to lose him. Even with him being brought back, though, I think the contingency plan for Bobby needs to be something that's at the front of Adam Peters and company's mind.
I think it's just very funny. You're going to have one guy tweeting at you about how you were frustrated that Bobby Wagner played 98% of the snaps last year.
That's not what I was
saying. I know. I'm saying
you're
going to have people tweeting at you like this.
Well, because I put my foot in my mouth all the time. But if people were actually listening, you hit it on the head and defended your boy perfectly. I've always wanted Bobby back. I just don't need him playing 98% of the snaps next year.
Correct.
So, and I get it, when you're the green dot guy, you're going to have a high volume of snaps. But
and when Jordan McGee gets injured.
Exactly. So, it's tough. I think they like McGee internally. Hence, he was the third linebacker in the three linebacker set against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football, if you remember. Then he got re-injured right then and there. So, they love him, I think, at least in Ashburn. Bobby Wagner's back, though. His mentor is back. That helps Jordan McGee as well. And I don't think it prevents them from taking another guy at linebacker early in the draft because they still need depth at that position. With Bobby back, though, man, what's your reaction to it? 1-800-636-1067. You like the move. You love the move. And do you think Washington has a replacement for him in mind? Because I guarantee you, that'd be stupid. But, like, you really see him playing pass this year? It depends. It depends. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Scott is in Silver Spring. What's chiming? What's going on, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Ev?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I like re-signing Bobby. He helped form the new culture, and I mean, he's a DQ guy and an AP guy. But I think we need to work on the trenches on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to remember, man, we were 4-13. And
for sure.
You know, they flipped the roster, 35 new players, and we went to the NFC Championship. And so, you know, everybody has to take a breath when they see something happen they don't necessarily agree with. Let this man do his job. Will that group do their job? I mean, we have real football people making decisions now.
Yep.
So let them do their job, and you can second guess them after the fact. But, you know, we're in a much, much better place now.
100%. 100%. And I love it too, man. Look, and here's the one thing I'm going to say before we hang you up, Scott. Here's the thing. My slogan last offseason was, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. He's still got that title for free agency. In the draft, I don't know. I don't want to say the jury is still out, but Johnny Newton was a little disappointing.
Sandra Steele, Coleman.
Sandra Steele, I mean, Coleman, Javonte Jean-Baptiste in the seventh. I love that. Jaden at two. But I look at Luke McCaffrey, I look at Johnny Newton, and I look at Ben Sinnott as big question marks still. But
Here's the thing. The thing with Ben Sinnott, you had Zach Ertz play a lot better than most people thought he was going to come here and play. Played a lot more than most people thought he was going to come here and play. And you don't know what he has taught Ben Sinnott. He's a pro. He's like Bobby Wagner. I'm sure Bobby Wagner has improved McGee's game, even though he was hurt. So, like I said, and McCaffrey, he was a project. Anybody that thought he was going to come in and catch 50 balls,
they were fooling themselves. Scott, we appreciate you. The thing that about Luke McCaffrey that I always say it when I'm on the air, why he got a little more hype than maybe he should have. One, that video I tweeted out of him taking handoffs from Anthony Lynn, that got traction. But he was the guy working out with Jaden Daniels every morning. So everyone thought, he's there at 5 a.m. He must be the next great white wide receiver. It's not it. He's good. I think he'll be a good football player. Eventually. Maybe never. Who knows? 1-800-636-1067. You seen how I left room there for me to be right on all angles?
Yep.
Good football player, bad football player. That's how you do it, baby. 1-800-636-1067. The thing about Bobby Wagner, too, that I want to continue to hit home on. Love that he's back. He really needs a defensive end next to him. And one thing we'll continue to discuss as we roll throughout the show, and I asked the question before we hit the last break, what position should the Commanders be most aggressively pursuing in free agency? Like, that to me is another part of it. Defensive end very high on that list because Bobby looks a lot better with a guy that can set the edge on the defensive line. Elijah's in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Man, I really like the signing because he's had certain experiences that you can't only a guy that has had those experiences, you just have to have them. So I think for Jaden Daniels to have a guy, you're saying, like, they got off the plane and they went to the hot tub 2 a.m.
Yep. There's
certain things that's just a part of the game. He can get you lined up. He can get your defense lined up and on the field and kind of – so if you can get guys around him, like you just alluded to a second ago, who can move fast, and you know you got defensive linemen that's coming out that's running 4.8s and 4.9s. If they can just continue to retool this front seven and allow him to kind of like move pieces almost like a defensive coordinator on the field, mm-hmm. I would like them to lower his snap count, almost like Bron. You give him less snaps and effort for him to be more effective. Yep. If he can be more effective with less snaps, And coupling that with other guys growing, then I think that's what puts us in good shape. D also was talking about that Luke, about Luke McCaffrey, Luke McCaffrey in the other game. You know, those cats coming in as rookies, we knew the guys that was going to come out hot and just perform. But you be talking about building a new system and a new culture. Some of these rookies, this is going to take time to get seasoned. I knew that with Ben Sinnott, when you have a guy who can play multiple positions and he H-back, he's a fullback, and he's tight end. That's very difficult to come in if you're not playing one traditional position or guys want to move you around. But I still think they need – if they use him as a fullback, man, he'll be killing. And they just need somebody between Jaden Daniels and a defender. Like Ben Sinnott, go hit somebody. You pull that ball. You got Debo. It could get bananas if they really do this correctly on both sides of the ball. And it just got to be advantageous because if you up 14, 21 points. Of course, Bobby Wagner looks good. So, how are we going to really get this thing going? Is what the what the real question is. But having Bobby signed,
love it.
Yeah, we straight, brother. That's a good start.
Appreciate the call, Elijah, as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. To respond to the Ben Sinnott thing here, real quick. Logan Paulson said it on John Kime's podcast, which you can check out on YouTube or wherever you download your podcast. The John Kime Report. Good insight from one of the best covering the team. Ben Sinnott struggled last year from the neck up, and maybe that could be to the last caller's point because they were asking him to play multiple positions. Here's the thing with Ben Sinnott. I don't think he's ever going to be some pass-catching threat, right? He's more athletic than John Bates is, but I think the goal is for him to maybe be able to replace John Bates one day, and that one day may be now because John Bates, I expect to have a robust market because of the skill set that he's got as one of the best blocking tight ends in football. But to the larger point, like, it's about surrounding Bobby with better talent now as well. Like, if you're a Washington, you got to hit home on defensive end. You've got to shore up the other pieces of your front seven that allow Bobby to stay clean and make Bobby's job easier. The other point that I made too, man, about Jahai Campbell, when Daniel Jeremiah mocked him to Washington, I didn't necessarily know the player. I wasn't familiar with his work yet. Jahai Campbell can ball, brother. He's like Frankie Louvu. Jahai Campbell was what I would describe Frankie Louvu almost as, but he's better in pass coverage than Louvu is.
But do you need my counterpoint?
Uh-huh.
Do you need two of those?
No, but how much longer are you going to have Bobby? If he's going to step in, it could be your Mike eventually, and you can rush him.
Sure.
And you still got McGee. It gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, in reality, like, if Washington had the speed at linebacker that they wanted, they'd play more base. They would play their three linebacker set more. If they had a Nick Bolton that could carry slots up the seam, mm-hmm. you play your base defense more. That's why you're playing nickel so much. You want to get more speed on the field. I get all of that. But, like the last caller, he put it perfectly. It's going to get real interesting this offseason. There's a lot of different ways they could go. And I think
a lot of guys available.
Free agency is all of a sudden turned into the over-the-hill gang because the cap has gone up more than I think teams have anticipated it. Mm-hmm. Guys are going to get overpaid, and certain guys are going to have to hit the market because teams don't want to pay them.
And wide receivers
when you're up there at edge.
And wide receivers are getting crazy money.
I know. That's why I'm kind of glad Christian Kirk got traded for.
Tutu Atwell got $10 million today.
Bye-bye, De'Ami Brown. Andre is in Manassas. What's going on, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, man? First of all, if you go articulate an argument for Bobby Wagner and your first, you know, point A, he helps guys get in the hot tub 2 o'clock in the morning, he tells you everything you need to know about Bobby Wagner. Listen, the guy's potential Hall of Famer, I get it, but I cannot unsee that first play against the Philadelphia.
I know.
In the championship game.
Can you put some blame on Dante Fowler, too, then, Dre? I know you're a regular caller. You're smart as hell. I know you watch with a fine-tooth comb. Go through it with a fine-tooth comb, the film. But like, look.
I'm not Fowler a professional athlete. That's why those guys do those speed drills, you know, on the ladder drills and all that good stuff. Listen, I'm just simply saying, if the goal is to beat a Saquon Barkley-led Philadelphia Eagles team,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if Bobby Wagner has the horses to do it right now. I mean, he is the center. He's the Mike linebacker. You want to have a speed defense. You can't have the slowest man on the team be the middle linebacker. Mm. It just ain't going to work. So I'm not saying he doesn't bring a whole lot of good stuff, and I'm not saying I'm mad he got signed, but I'm saying if we go into the season and Bobby is our number one linebacker, then that kind of tells me all I need to know about the season.
Andre, let me say this because I thought – I personally, like, I see where you're coming from 100%. Do you think, and I mentioned this a moment ago if you were tuned in, if they add a defensive end, Dre, and you could take that Philadelphia play in the championship as a perfect example, if they had a real defensive end that could set the edge, Bobby wouldn't have to scrape sideline to sideline. It'd be hash to hash, number to number maybe, because plays aren't getting strung out, right? Plays aren't getting forced back inside because our defensive ends – stink at stopping the run. So Bobby would look better as a run defender if the edge got set better, if he was kept more clean.
That's a big if, man. If I was a blocker, I would poop bricks. I mean, that's a really big if. I mean, all I'm saying is this. And then you need two edge. You need two defensive edges. Now, I mean, listen, you said it a month ago. You bring back Chase, and Chase can set the block, and you get somebody else who can set the block. But even still, if you get two premier people who can set the edge.
Andre, if you keep listening, we got some names for you coming your way next, brother. 1-800-636-1067, the number right here on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. If you're just chiming in, man, breaking news coming into 1067 The Fan to start the show. Commanders put pen to paper with Bobby Wagner. He is back in our nation's capital. 1 year, $9.5 million deal, $8 million of that guaranteed. Your reaction to that? And then now that we know Bobby is back, Zane Gonzalez signed earlier today, so it's 26 unrestricted free agents that Washington has. Looking at free agency big picture here, get started next Wednesday. Can't not wait for it. What position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? Give you my thoughts on that next. This is The Fan. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock tonight. This segment brought to you by our pals at Reynolds and Power Home Team, Keller Williams Realty. Want to hear the fastest way to know what your home would sell for? Reach out to the Empower Home Team. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call needed. Just text your address to 800-763-3000 for more. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to. Breaking news off the top rope to start the show. Bobby Wagner back with the burgundy and gold for at least one more season. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network first to report it. Many of the local reporters have confirmed it's a one-year deal for Bobby Wagner, worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million of that guaranteed. Your calls on your reaction to the signing, good thing, bad thing, meh, as Andrea Manassas described it as. And then big picture here as we begin to take a look at free agency, because it does get underway next week. What position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? And I think it's interesting here because there are a couple of different answers that I think you can go with. I think the biggest need on this football team is on the defensive line, specifically at defensive end. So to me, like, that is the position they should most aggressively pursue. Right? It's defensive line. But I think an argument can be made for offensive line. I think you're looking for a starter at guard in strong competition at right tackle for Andrew Wiley. If you look at Dane Brugler's latest mock draft, right, he mocked Josh Simmons, the tackle out of Ohio State, to Washington at pick number 29. Now, Simmons had an ACL tear early in the season, and it's probably going to plummet his draft stock. It probably is he OT1? If he is healthy, I think an argument can be made for it. So, like, that to me would be something that I wouldn't mind if you're Washington. And it goes back to the big picture statement I made a moment ago. Like, you got to treat free agency like the draft doesn't exist. So obviously what Washington does in free agency will impact what they do at pick number 29, what they do with their second round pick, their third round pick, so on and so forth. So it's interesting here, but we're taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? The offensive line, to me, is where they got to look strong, hard at as well. I think the conversation, though, starts at defensive end. I think the conversation starts at edge. And it's going to get really interesting in terms of guys that are out there. Dan Graziano of ESPN, their longtime insider, projected that the Commanders were going to land Eagles pass rusher Josh Sweat at a projected 3 years, $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. Can I be real and honest with you all? That would be my plan A at defensive end. I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm not going to have reservations about it. Like, that to me, if I had it my way, if we were at the mercy of the youngest in charge, instead of the mercy of the evaluator. Well, technically, I would be the evaluator. But you get what I'm saying. That would be the way that I address defensive end. I go out and I throw big money at Josh Sweat. Now, here is the thing about Josh Sweat. I know some people are going to look, and when I say some people, Chris Russell, if you're out there driving around, talking to you.
He's probably listening on the Odyssey app,
probably
too.
On the Always Live and Free Odyssey app.
That's head. Right.
But me and Chris were having a discussion earlier, and Chris always love having banter with him. He's good going back and forth. He's my guy.
I miss Winbeg Wednesdays.
Me too. But me and Chris were talking about, well, Josh Sweat's sack numbers aren't the greatest. And Josh Sweat was the beneficiary, rather, of playing on a really good Eagles defensive line. And I said, so? So? Like, Josh Sweat, to me, he should have been... He should have been the Super Bowl MVP, as far as I'm concerned. But with Josh Sweat, he's 27 years old. He's 6'5", 270 pounds. He would fit perfectly here. He just would. So, like, Josh Sweat, to me, would be my number one option at the position. talking about defensive end. But, like, to me, there are other defensive ends out there as well if you don't want to break the bank on Sweat, right? Another name that's brought up but maybe isn't talked about enough in detail, DeMarcus Lawrence from the Dallas Cowboys. I would be all in on Tank Lawrence here in Washington. And I know what people are going to say. Oh, he's old. You don't want Khalil Mack because, oh, he's old. Has Washington not showed you in the last calendar year what they do with old players that people write off? They put a battery in their back, and they turn them into a damn all-pro and a pro bowler. Like, that's what happens. Look at Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, and Bobby Wagner. People describe those three signings as the over-the-hill gang. Not to your boy. I look at DeMarcus Lawrence as another guy that can go, yeah, you put him here in Washington, whatever's in the water out in Ashburn is getting guys younger. Got Bobby Wagner to look good. Got Eckler to look good. Got Ertz to look good. Like, to me, that stuff matters. I think they've got a track record now with signing these older guys to where I wouldn't mind a DeMarcus Lawrence, Khalil Mack. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence, it's interesting. Don't trust everything you read out there. It's a disclaimer I would say in terms of the contracts. Like, Spotrac does a really nice job of doing projections, but it always feels like they come up short. They projected DeMarcus Lawrence at $12 million. Hell no. I'm thinking for DeMarcus, I know the injury history is what gets you, but he's got production. I think you're talking about $16 to $17 million annually for DeMarcus if it's a two-year deal. But, like, he's somebody that the relationship's there with Dan Quinn. He's the perfect defensive end, too, because there's pass rush juice with him. And Tank is really good setting the edge in the run game. Like, he is one of them ones when it comes to that. So he would be a guy I would look at. The last name pronunciation gets me, but I'm going to pronounce it how it's spelled. Malcolm Kuntsi out of Las Vegas with the Raiders, 26 years old, 8 sacks last year in 11 games before tearing his ACL. He's projected for his Spotrac to be at about $12 million. I think it's really somewhere in that range of like $16 million. But that's another name at defensive end. To me, that's the position, though. Like, if you're Washington, that's the position that you go attack hard in free agency. I really do think, like, that is how you do it. That's how you best improve your football team. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Bobby Wagner just re-signed with the Washington Commanders. Zane Gonzalez re-signed earlier today, so Washington now with 26 unrestricted free agents. They're going to bring some of their own back. I predict about 14 to 15 of those guys. But when they go out of the organization in free agency, what position should they most aggressively pursue? I think it's defensive end by a mile. My second position that I think they should be most aggressive with is the offensive line. And I think in free agency, you're looking for a starter at guard, and you're looking for strong competition for Andrew Wiley. You're looking for a starter at guard, and then strong competition for Andrew Wiley. Here is the thing, though, about the offensive line. I think internally, they view the offensive line better than we do outside of the organization. Like, we've had some conversations on this very show. Max, I think you were with me when we were doing this. We've had conversations about potentially kicking Brandon Coleman inside to guard. I think the organization really likes Brandon Coleman as a tackle. And our guy J.P. Finley of 106.7 The Fan right here, 10 to 2, Monday through Friday, you can hear him. He joined the Big Doug Carmi show. And I think Big Doug does a great job. Fan-led podcast. Doug, a former veteran, served our country. Big respect to him. He is someone, or J.P. Finley went on their show, rather. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. J.P. Finley went on their show and gave a really interesting nugget on the Commanders and how they view Brandon Coleman. We know how tight-lipped and close to the vest they keep everything. After they drafted Brandon Coleman last year, according to JP, the team or someone from the team reached out to him and other media members directly to say, hey, look, we know this is a guy that some people advertise as a tweener, right? Tackle guard hybrid, but we view him as a tackle. We view him as a tackle. So I'm going to go as far as to say this. If Coleman doesn't get hurt in training camp, I don't even think the platoon swap thing with Corey Lucas happens. I really don't. If he doesn't get hurt in camp, I don't think the platoon swap thing even happens. They really like Brandon Coleman. And I think there's good reason to like him. Pretty athletic cat for his size, man. He was really good in the run game last year, I thought. I looked at him and went, man, inconsistency as a pass blocker. And I don't know if the number is spot on, but it was, and I'm going to look it up here via PFF. But, like, there was an issue giving up sacks. He can be better in pass pro. But, dude, like, think about the injuries he battled through down the stretch. Shoulder, knee, ankle. And think about the pass rushers, how decorated of a group he went up against last season, right? Micah Parsons, Miles Garrett. Like, I don't know, man. It's going to get interesting coming up here. But right now we're taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Bobby Wagner back with the burgundy and gold on a one-year, $9.5 million deal, $8 million of that guaranteed. When we come back, what position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? I think it's the defensive end spot as well as offensive line. When we come back, I'll give you another position and then your calls here on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Jam-packed, loaded Thursday night edition of Overtime right here on the Fan. Big-time breaking news that we got to start the show. Bobby Wagner sticking around with the burgundy and gold. A one-year deal worth up to $9.5 million, $8 million of that guaranteed. So he's back in D.C. I think that the signing is great for Washington, but I do think there is still more work to be done on this Commander's defense from a couple of different angles. One, this move does not stop me from selecting a linebacker early in the draft if I love one. Let me put that disclaimer out there. Two, we're talking about it right now and taking your calls on what position the Commanders should most aggressively pursue. I'm talking about throwing big money at a guy or signing a bunch of guys at one position. What position should they most aggressively pursue? I look at defensive end and go, yeah. Ever since week 8 of the 2022 season, Commanders haven't been able to set an edge to save their life. Or excuse me, week 8 of 2023, the Commanders haven't been able to set the edge. The moment they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young away, they haven't stopped the edge since. They haven't held the edge since. So to me, that position is where I got to go hard in the paint, Waka Flocka Flame style, to address and upgrade. And it makes everyone better. Specifically, a man that is allegedly beaten Father Time, Bobby Wagner. You put a defensive end on the field that can set the edge consistently. Bobby doesn't look as slow moving sideline to sideline because he won't have to travel as far. Plays will start getting funneled back inside to the linebackers like good defenses do. Commanders, obviously, not a good defense last year. One of my favorites just put out a tweet. My guy Tyler Dunn, golongtouchdown.com, a guy that's been employed all around the country, talking all things NFL. He had a story that he put out last year really kind of showing the impact that Bobby has on and off the field. I don't know if anybody's read this. Bobby Wagner last year started coming in on off days, which is Tuesday, to watch film. A week, 2 weeks later, every linebacker was in there watching film on Tuesdays.
It's called leading by example.
It's what he does. Because if Bobby's doing the most, if Bobby's doing everything he can to be available and ready for this team, then the lowest man on the totem pole has to take the same mentality and the same approach. That's why I think culture is so damn important. Not so damn good, like Bruce Allen once said. But culture is so important because that stuff matters. That stuff matters. Now Jordan McGee as a rookie, think about it. Now Jordan McGee as a rookie, right, on his off day, is coming in and watching tape. That's the trickle-down effect that Bobby has. So Andre Manassas called earlier. He was pretty like, it felt like he dunked on it a little bit. But I know where Dre was coming from. This is why I get excited about Bobby, because you couldn't lose him. Now, if you've been paying attention to overtime, I've been telling y'all, man, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. I'd be willing to put my rent on it, I think is a quote that I used. So we knew he was coming back. You got to have him back. You needed to have him back. And now he's here. But, like, the stories like the one I just read, the one that Jaden Daniels told out at the Super Bowl at Radio Row about how after a road game, him and Bobby was in the hot tub at 3 in the morning after getting off the flight. Like, that's what winners do. That's what leaders do. So I'm super excited that he's back in the fold. The position the Commanders should most aggressively pursue, though, in free agency, I gave you all my answer, and I gave you some numbers with it. Josh Sweat, defensive end from Philadelphia, is who I would go after hard. He would be my number one free agent priority. 3 years, $60 million, $40 million guaranteed. That, to me, would be the guy. And here's what I love about Josh Sweat. He plays the run. He plays the pass. His run defense grade in 2022 was at 80.5. That ranked eighth out of 203 gradable edges. He plays the run. That's why I like DeMarcus Lawrence as well. He's somebody that's going to come in here and play the run. But obviously, that's not the type of splash signing I'm talking about. But relationships, he's got him here in D.C. What you about to say, Max? What you about to say something, Max? No? I
gave you no signal.
I thought you were going to say something. Now the people are thinking, look at that damn Linnell putting Max on the spot.
There he goes again.
There goes Linnell again. Here goes Lou in D.C. What's going on, Lou? What do you think about the Bobby Wagner signing, and then what position should the Commanders most aggressively attack on free agency?
What's going on? But I like the sign, but I think we got to get – I mean, just give up anything what Cleveland is looking for to get Myles Garrett, man. Keep that dude away from Philadelphia, because if Philadelphia get him, and you know what the GM said, he said he trying to keep that dude coming over here.
Yeah.
So we got to find a way to get him, because it's going to put us being a contender. And then, you know, I think he could stop the run. I mean, this is the guy that you want on the defensive side of the end. So I think Myles Garrett, man, he's my number one priority right now. I mean, you know,
it's crazy,
Bobby,
because I've been on the Myles Garrett train with you the whole time, Lou. I have been.
Yeah, we got. Look,
until tonight,
he don't want to be in Cleveland. That's known right now. So
for sure,
Cleveland looking for whatever.
But Lou, and we appreciate the call, brother. And I think other people think the same way Lou thinks. And I was thinking this way too. I just think right now, knowing the other options available, and knowing that they're not really going to trade him, I don't think. I had a well-placed source I had on the Infinity Sports Network with me say that Miles doesn't have the personality to rock the boat. That was Mike Jones, rather, of The Athletic, who joined me. He was, like, talking to people in Cleveland. They're willing to call his bluff. They're not trading him because they don't think he's going to hold out, because they don't think he's got the temperament to rock the boat, was the quote. So I don't think Myles Garrett gets traded. If he does, the draft is that spot that you look at, because if you're Cleveland, you want capital that can help you now. But
Abdul Carter will be sitting right there.
Ooh, yes, he will. They still may take Abdul Carter.
Why wouldn't you pair him
up with Miles?
Why wouldn't you?
So for sure, I definitely think Miles is probably where I stand right now on him is. I think he's just gonna cost too much, man. I would rather sniff around on Trey Hendrickson. I'd rather sniff around on Josh Sweat. Excuse me. Oh my God, that's awful. I'm so sorry. I got to go back to the calls. 1-800-636-1067. Defensive end would be the position I go after. Josh Sweat was projected to come to Washington by Dan Graziano ESPN insider. He had the deal at 3 years, $60 million, 40 guaranteed, $20 million AAV. I like that deal. I do it in a heartbeat. That would be the guy in the position, though, that I'm all in on. We're taking your calls right now on the position Washington should most aggressively pursue in free agency. I say defensive end. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. My main man, Matt Stafford. What's going on, brother, man?
Hey, Linnell, I agree. It should be defensive end. Question.
Yes.
What did you do between the show in the morning and overtime?
I recorded an interview that'll air later tonight. I argued with Chris Russell. Did a lot of fraternizing. I was hanging around, cooling. Okay. I should have got a nap in. Should have went to the gym, but I didn't.
The people want to know what the youngest in charge is up to. Sure. There's no tax on overtime anymore. I know you're the youngest in charge. You're probably salary. Mr. Wagner getting signed signifies bringing the brotherhood back.
Yeah.
And I think that Dante Fowler to be top priority. That's my number one thing I want to do is get him back. I think Noah Brown should come back. And then I'll explore free agency,
yeah.
Who else is out there, because they're going to find some more gems. That's what they do. I'd like to see him add the best player available in those first three rounds coming up. I'm kind of surprised they didn't tag Dante Fowler. Think about it.
You talking about tagging? No chance.
But Linnell, when an edge gets double-digit sacks, there's some kind of tag in play. So I would hate to see him go.
So here's the thing, right? So here's the thing with first of all, tagging Matt. Don't ever say that again to anybody. They'll think you're crazy. No chance they would have ever tagged him. But here's the thing that I look at with him. I think it's in a spot. He's in a spot right now. I keep saying his 10.5 sacks are the quietest 10.5 sacks you'll ever see. He's not a three-down defensive end, Matt. I'd be all in on bringing him back depending on the price tag, but to your point, you go get 10.5 sacks. I think you're on the right track. You get 10.5 sacks, like you said, Matt. Other teams, to me, are going to be all in on him, so he probably gets priced out of Washington unless he gives them a discount. Appreciate your time, as always, Matt. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. On the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge, you can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Your calls here on The Fan. Still rocking and rolling right along here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. Busy, busy news day in our nation's capital, especially when it comes to the burgundy and gold. Free agency getting ready to crack off next Wednesday. We're with you right here on Overtime, 6:30 to 10. For the start of free agency, I'm super excited about that. Right now, though, want to take your calls on what position the Commanders should most aggressively pursue in free agency. It's been a busy day for them already on the free agency front, retaining two of their own guys. Earlier today, it was announced that Zane Gonzalez, the guy that doinked the Commanders into the postseason, he is going to re-sign with the Commanders on a one-year deal, vet minimum. I expect them to bring competition in camp to aid Zane Gonzalez. I think they're going to make him compete for that job. You know the old DQ mantra that he got from Pete Carroll, competition everywhere, all the time. So I expect that to be the case at kicker. The big news that broke before we started the show, Bobby Wagner, one-year, $9.5 million deal. $8 million of that guaranteed, so some performance escalators in his deal. I love the re-signing. It's something that we knew was going to happen. I had a very well-placed source tell me from Bobby's mouth directly that, yeah, I'm coming back. And he was at the Josh Harris presser. So if you were looking for little nuggets along the way, there you go. He officially put pen to paper, though, today. I love it. I still think they got to begin to think about the contingency plan for life after Bobby Wagner, because – how long is he going to play? He played 98% of the snaps this year as well. So I also want to begin to groom. Jordan McGee is the guy that comes to mind. But somebody's got to be groomed in case Bobby gets hurt. I asked the question, and I haven't asked everyone. but I've asked some, and no one has an answer for me. What would have happened last year if Bobby would have got hurt? Who would have wore the green dot? Who would have been calling the defense? We rave about the communication improvement that we saw in the secondary last year after Ron tried to make it seem like for years that communication was just something that could never be figured out. Bobby was really key in that last year, helping out the secondary. If he got hurt, though, is it Quan Martin that wears the green dot? Because Quan can set the defense, too. He played a lot of snaps, and he's your free safety. So, like, I don't know, man. It would have been interesting. Maybe Jeremy Chinn would have wore the green dot. And we'll get into Jeremy Chinn a little bit later on because the safety market looks like it's getting ready to explode. And you don't want to see Washington get outpriced for him. But I don't know the answer to that question. If someone else can think of a good answer, chime in. You can tweet at me. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Are you reading the tweet from Matt Cage, the animal, Chris Russell?
Of course I am.
Who's at the gym listening to us. It's great. Shout out to Rooster for being in the gym. But I want to read some tweets off here real quick before we get back to the phones. Tweeted out the question we're asking you all. What position should the Commanders most aggressively pursue in free agency? Taz Wilson, our guy, tweets at us and said, I would target defensive end. Got a win in the trenches. He agrees with me. I would be really, really interested in Josh Sweat. Dan Graziano of ESPN predicted a 3-year, $60 million deal, $40 million guaranteed. I'd do that. District Sports Talk tweets at me and says Devontae Adams is who Jaden should be banging on the table for. Boonsta tweeted at me and said that. If you had to pick one free agent that you think Jaden is pounding the table for, who you pick, and that's interesting. Our guy, Rochaser, 1967, tweets at us and says, Edge. I discredit this fan base quite often for being not very football smart because I love to mess with y'all, but everyone seems to be in on the idea of, hey, defensive end, defensive end, defensive end. Let's go to Super Dave. Al Waldorf, what's going on, killer?
Man, your youngest in charge. What up, though?
What's going on, my brother?
Nothing much, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to piggyback on your sentiment, man. I think number 54, I think that's a huge deal. We got a gold jacket, future gold jacket in our locker room, and that veteran presence is everything. If you see that Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, putting that type of work in, then the rookies and everybody else will put that work in. That's the type of energy I want in my locker room. He's slow on the field, but at the end of the day, it's a great sign. So thank you for bringing back the veteran. Now, let's touch bases on what we need to go and explore first day in this free agency.
Let's do it,
man. Hey, everybody is on board, bro. It's defensive end.
For once.
We all on board. It's defensive end. And I say that because, like you said, we haven't got been able to seal the edges since Chase, especially since Montez Sweat left. We haven't been, and Chase Young, we haven't been able to seal the edges. So we need to, pursue Myles Garrett, man, much as you can. You know what I'm saying? Try to pursue him, but I wouldn't want to give up the house and do too much.
So, Super Dave, here's the thing, right? And I was all in on Myles Garrett, too. You know, I was all in on giving up everybody for him. But people I talk to, man, continue to make it seem like the Browns are going to play hardball and Myles may just be ending up signing a new deal there. They keep creating money by restructuring Deshaun Watson's deal, so I think he's going to end up getting paid the bag and he stays in Cleveland.
You know what? You might be right. And if that's the case, you got to have a backup plan.
Yes.
You got to have a contingency plan. And so the backup plan, in my opinion, would be the guy out Cincinnati, 91, Trey Hendricks. Boy like that. He's good. White boy is good. So we could go get Trey Hendrickson. But I also want to think, I did like the Sweat too from Philly. That's a good pickup too if we can get him. But I was thinking about a Khalil Mack type. You know what I'm saying? Like, Khalil Mack, I know he's a little older. He's a veteran. But, I mean, we're signing these 1-year, 2-year deals. Khalil Mack got a good 2 years left.
Real quick, Super Dave. PFF has this contract projected at 2 years, $45 million, $40 million guaranteed. So it's in that same price range. He's going to command about $20 million annually. Same thing that Josh Sweat is commanding, but obviously Mack has more production, but the age is a little bit higher.
Does DeMarcus Lawrence
interest you? I keep throwing out Tank Lawrence. No one is biting. I look at the relationship and the way he plays the run.
I'm not really biting. I'm not biting. Well, I don't know. I kind of, because he do know Dan Quinn's defense, so I don't know. But like I said, Trey Hendrickson, Sweat, or Khalil Mack. And before I go, I want to chime in one last thing. Are you bringing back Zach Ertz?
Oh, you're damn right. You damn right.
Yeah, that's your man.
Appreciate the call. 1-800. Super Dave is getting old because he was one of the guys that he told me, man, Zach Ertz going to give us something. Man, I was down on the Zach Ertz signing when it originally happened. I always say when I do radio, I'm a man first. I was wrong. Zach Ertz was the goods last year. He was Jaden Daniels' safety blanket. He's another guy that if you lose him, I worry about how you replace that production. Third down, red zone, especially toward that second half of the season, he was lights out. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listing Lines. I see you all on the lines. We're up against another break. Loaded phone lines right now. Stay there if you're on. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.